Half run, full run consequences. John Netrunner, who was Richard Garfield's brother, was one day in an vert space typing on a console. He got an pad mail from his brother that said that AIs and malwares were attacking his cyberspace and asked him for help, so he went. John Netrunner got his console shut down and wet on the platform to go up to the roof of the building, where he left his hopper and normal people close because he was in his mirror mode red coat. John Netrunner got on his hopper and said,
"It's time for me to live up to my family name and face full life consequences."
So he had to run. John Netrunner amped up off the building and did a Dobrado and landed. He kept driving down the Netsky and made sure there was no ices around because he didn't have weapon subtype breaker. The remote servers were nice and the implants were singing and the birds, breakers, and Inti was almost down from the top of the sky. The mood was set for John Netrunner's quest to help his brother where he was to be complete. John Netrunner looked around the server sides and said,
"It's a good turn to do what has to be done by me and help my brother to defeat the enemies."
John Netrunner was late, so he had to drive by really fast. A NAPD hopper was hiding nearby, so when John Netrunner went by, the cops came and wanted to give him a tag. Here, John Netrunner saw the first monster ice because the cop was possessed and had Winchester.
"I can't give you my license, officer,"
John Netrunner said.
"Why not?"
said the head scorp officer back to John Netrunner.
"Because you are Wayland Ice."
So John Netrunner shot the officer in the brain cage and drove off thinking,
"My brother is in trouble there,"
and went faster. John Netrunner had to go faster, like the speed of Swift, and got there fast because the Garf needed him where he was. John Netrunner looked at gang signs and saw Data Ravenholm with someone's writing under it saying, "You shouldn't run here." So John Netrunner almost jacked out but heard screaming like Garfield.
"You bet I intend to access."
So he went faster again. John Netrunner drove in and did another flip and jumped off his hopper bike, and hopper took out some ice in front of John Netrunner. John Netrunner smiled and netwalked fast. John Netrunner then looked on the ground and found weapon, so he picked it up and fired fast at Zombiegeists in front of a house. John Netrunner said,
"Zombiegeists, leave this place."
And the Zombiegeists said,
"But this is our server."
And John Netrunner felt sorry for them because they couldn't live there anymore because they were Zombiegeists, so he blew up the server and killed the Zombiegeists so they were at peace.
No.
Then John Netrunner heard another scream from his brother.
"I'm not going down easy."
So he kept netrunning really faster to get where he was. Data Ravenholm was holding, like, the remote server sides. There was no birds singing, and the pants were derezzed, and the dirt was netty and meaty from AP Ice. When John Netrunner got to where screaming was started from, the root of the server, he found his brother Garfield Netrunner fighting the final executive, and Garf said,
"John Netrunner, get over here."
So John Netrunner went there to where Richard Garfield was hacking. John Netrunner's fired his bullet from Tatusi Icebreaker Revolver subtype weapon really fast, and the power counter went and shot the final exec in the sink, big red eye, and the final exec couldn't see. Garfield Netrunner said,
"It's time to end this, ones and zeros for all."
And Chas Tuscad, the innermost executive in the face of the final executive, fell. John Netrunner said,
"Thanks, I could help, bro."
And Garf said,
"You should come here earlier next time."
And they laughed. They laughed over quickly, though, because John Netrunner yelled,
"Look out, bro."
And pointed up to the top of the net sky. Garfield Freeman looked up and said,
"No! John Netrunner, overclock out of here as fast as you can."
And John Netrunner walked real fast out. John Netrunner looked back and saw Garfield get entered on by the next exec, and he was mad, dashed, and angry.
I'll get you back, you evil executive.
John Netrunner yelled at the top of lungs. To be continued?